I can hear somebody as I travel alone.
On this day in history, October 27th, we start with yesterday, October 26th. You hear that voice, only one voice like that in the history of humankind, Mahalia Jackson. She was known as the Queen of Gospel, born on this day in October 26th, 1911. And born in a home with 13 people in a little place where she lived. And she was just indomitable from the beginning of her life. She was born with a condition that gave her these bow legs, and people said she could never walk, and they wanted to have an operation. They wouldn't let her have it. But they didn't stop her from walking, from singing, from dancing, from becoming the power she became. She produced over 35 albums in this in a time when it wasn't happening. Harry Belafonte said of her that she said, he called her the single most powerful black woman in the United States. She once said, "I sing God's music because it makes me free. It gives me hope. With the blues, when you finish, you still have the blues." But she became also a great leader of the civil rights movement. She always fought for the end of segregation her whole life and stood up to it and refused to sing in places and stood up to the world. And then she met Ralph Abernathy, and she met Martin Luther King, became involved in the movement, and sang across this country to raise money for the movement. She never stopped doing that, and she became internationally known. And was part of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference and was there singing with the Brown v. Board position came in and sang later on its anniversary in this thing called the Prayer Pilgrimage to Freedom that happened in Washington in 1957. She sang at the March on Washington in 1963. She was just one of the most amazing people. And our dear friend Leah Gilmore calls her her shero. And Leah Gilmore comprises absolutely wonderful one-woman show of Mahalia Jackson. So as we start our day in history, we remember Mahalia Jackson, born yesterday, October 26th, in 1911. Let's go to the rest of this day in history. This is a day in 1954 that one of my childhood heroes, Benjamin O. Davis Jr., became the first African-American to become a general in the United States Air Force on this day in 1954. And if you don't know him, we'll link to him, check him out on the web. But it's opposite in some ways, only because this was anti-war, took place on this day in 1967. On this day in 1967, here in Baltimore, Maryland, October the 27th, 1967, Selective Service, which was a draft board back then during the Vietnam War, was shocked. These men walked in, and they didn't know what to do. They were called the Baltimore Four. They were Reverend James Mengel and David Eberhardt, who is a friend of ours now and is a poet here in Baltimore, and the Berrigan brothers poured blood on draft files at the Customs House in downtown Baltimore. And so they answered the question themselves, how do we move from dissent to resistance? And it was the forefront of their consciousness in this war. And the Baltimore Four was the first of more than 100 draft board actions across America where draft records were burned and blood poured on them. It kept on until the war ended. But in their trial in Baltimore, all four of the participants, Philip and Tom Berrigan, were each given 6 years in prison. David Eberhardt, the great poet, still lives here in Baltimore, was given 2 years in prison, and Jim Mengel probation and mandatory psychiatric counseling. But on this day, they made that very brave action and served time in federal prison. On this day in 1992, this is something, you know, we don't talk very much about. There was a young man named Alan Schindler, Jr. He was a United States Navy radio man in 1992, and he was murdered by two of his shipmates, one of them David Helvey. This began the national debate on gays in the military and the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. He was beaten to death in a public restroom in Sasebo, Japan, by two of his shipmates, Terry Halevi and Charles Vins. He was beaten so badly and stomped to death so badly, his face was smashed in. They could not even identify him from the physical beating he took. It was only because of the tattoos that they would identify who he was. So we remember Alan Schindler on this day, who was death. Began the conversation and debate about the rights of gays and lesbians inside of the United States military this day in 1992. And on this day in 1924, the great Ruby Dee was born on this day. The great actress on this day in 1858, Teddy Roosevelt, our president, was born. And on this day was one of the world's great poets of all time was born this day. And that is the great Dylan Thomas, the great Welsh poet. And Dylan Thomas, very quickly, you'll remember him by just this kind of first beginning words in his poems. He was the man who brought you that line that everybody forgets, not to go quietly into that gentle night, but to rage against the night. He gave us those words we all say all the time, rage against the night, but we never know who said it often. Dylan Thomas. That's this day in history. And for the rest of our day in history, I want to encourage you all to go to steinershow.org and check out the end of our day in history. On our way to the next segment, we're hearing Andy Chest by Lou Reed, who died on this day in 2013. And we're now about to have our conversation with Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown. We recorded on Friday.